Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Quick Red News podcast 133 before the gamers next being miserable and says I can't have a pint after. Why so serious, Nick?
Well, the Buccaneers kick off at 6.
No, why so serious in that miserable photo?
Because the wind was horrendous before you got here on the bridge.
I'm actually 2-1. How do you say it? Gegenpress or Gegenpress?
Gegenpressing.
How are we doing, mate?
I'm all right. I'm
Quick podcast, what are your thoughts?
Tonight or the manager?
Everything.
I think it's the right idea. We've got a plan.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we've got an idea for the next 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
Rather than 6 months, change your mind, new manager, new system. That's all positive. Do I trust they're going to do that over the next 3 years? No.
I feel scarred at the moment. So, but there's just getting the tram in. I'm a bit late than usual. There's a bit of optimism around. So that's not a bad thing. And I feel a little bit. What's he going to do today? I'd like him to mix it up.
I would like
show
to
us something
him,
different.
I would like to see him give a few of the lads a chance who will do what he wants, which is press the ball, get on top of it. Let's get him on top of them straight away. But it's going to take time. And I think the hardest thing is coming at a time where we're playing every 3 days.
Yeah.
How much work do you get to do on a training ground? Maybe a day? I think it's really difficult to implement what he wants to do. And I don't like looking at those lot down the road, Liverpool. But it took him 6 months. They had a draw with West Brom and he did the big cheer. We all laughed at him. 2-0 at home. What's he celebrating? But I think it was his system was coming in place.
Yeah.
And it was going to take him 10 months just to set it up. And I think that's why Ralph said, maybe work with me for a year.
The wariness that he said first off, well, it might be longer than 6 months. And I get that from his point of view. He doesn't want 6 months. He wants to, but it just like suddenly like, well, we've had a plan, and then within a day, you know, like, and I just think if we win 6, suddenly you know what Woodward will do is a 5-year contract, and that if we stick to it, stick to what we want to do, that's but exactly. I hate not having hope. You've seen me how many times? Say your name to the people.
It's Dav Orlek.
What time did your journey start today?
Oh, actually, I stayed round the corner. Normally, it would have been about 7 o'clock in the morning.
My alarm call was 5:45 this morning. So, and I was like, oh,
10:15.
It was streets. It was like everyone's traipsing the streets. But you, I hate not having hope. You've seen me say 5-0 before Liverpool, and it's been sucked out of me. And I hated listening back to this the other day, thinking that's not what.
No. Well, I mean, we want to have hope. I do think, like you say, it's a bit weird asking the consultant how long do you think you should have. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he's going to turn around and say, oh well, my consultant says don't give me another 6 months. You know, if we get top four, I honestly think they will give him another year. That's my honest opinion. If we finish top four, they'll probably go, okay, stick with it.
See, and I just want to say for once I want Woodward gone. I mean, he's got to change the whole the dimensions of it, but also say how are we feeling about today? Quick word on the podcast.
Hopefully confident with a new manager, a new bounce.
Where have you come from?
Ireland.
When did your journey start?
Last night.
You looking forward to this?
Yeah. I've been here in years.
So. Oh, great.
Last time I was here was Aston Villa, 2013.
What was the score? Van Persie. Oh, you're a good luck omen then. This place has battered the heart out of me. I want to see that optimism. Cheers, everyone. Right. See you later. Cheers, right, how do you like this for a song? So, what is it? Gegenpressing? Gegenpressing? I said Gergen and people. I've got that in my rant later. I'll say it now. I've got a few hates of the week. You know the one I was mentioning? Peston. Now, I've got an annoying, grating voice. But Peston, when he's on ITV, Red News, so you'll check it'll be on. Hi, you mate. You're Gegen. So, Peston, the way he like hesitates and does his mannerisms. Now, I've got an annoying voice, but I bet he's one who's like at a party and he starts talking a story anecdote and he waits until everyone's looking at him. And if anyone talks away from him, he starts berating them. So I don't like Peston. The other thing is Gary Neville, legend. But whenever he retweets something of mine, I get absolute loons then at me. So I spell it wrong. That's me told off by about 100 different people. Then I joked, 3 days training. Hello, Lars. Quick word on the podcast. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You looked well. You looked well in that photo last night. Hungover today? A little bit.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, feeling great. First time back. at Old Trafford for the first time since January 2020.
Apart from the match against Arsenal the other day. So
great. Good to be back.
Yeah, great to be back.
And that'd be it. We'll be locked down again and see you in about 2 years, Lars. But you've been all right.
Yeah.
We've
done well. So, I was at Tottenham. I was at the home against Arsenal. So, it must be some kind of record seeing United 3 times in about 4 weeks with 3 different managers.
Well, that's the rate we're going. You'll have a 3 more by the next time. Yeah. Good to see you, Lars. So, Peston, so him annoys, Gary Neville's retweets. Then I joked, 3 days we'll have Gegen pressing madness. And then someone goes, I think you'll find they've only trained for 1 day. Oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm only having a joke. It's very bad. I'm not funny. Right, so how's this for a song? Human League the other day on the podcast. Do you listen to it? No. We've got to listen to our own podcast. That'll double the fingers. Right. Gegen pressing Ralphie. Gegen pressing Red Army, but like a Germanic slow beat.
No, we'll ruin it. We'll sing it too quickly and ruin it. So no,
Gegen or Gegen?
I don't know.
Gegen pressing Ralphie. Gegen pressing. Bit more like masculine than I'm making it sound like Avery, aren't I? Right, are you alright?
Yeah, good.
I feel a bit better today. I hated feeling.
I feel better after the win, didn't we, on Thursday? Yeah, I've perked up a little bit more since then.
I've got another bone to pick with you.
Oh, God.
Sorry, go on.
No, we'll pick that first.
Right, so, you and your Sue. So, show Albert the goals, because it was too late for him. You having a go at the youngsters, saying Sue. I show him, and he goes, what's Ronaldo doing? So I go, Sue. So, me and him reenacting, Sue! In our living room.
Oh,
it gave me heart and he loved it. So he loved it. So why are we to deny youngsters passing it on? We sang, as someone said, we sang Rude, but also we sang Rude Van Nistelrooy to Boney M. So are we really picking straws at people?
No, you could do what you want at a football game, don't get me wrong,
in the comfort of your own house, you can do as long as it's not in front of me.
It's Thursday really annoyed me. Nathan hit the nail on the head when we left, and he said the game was full of Ronaldo fanboys on Thursday night, and it was really weird.
But the bloke taking a selfie
at the game.
Imagine getting a life ban and not even getting it.
It's ridiculous.
I'll give you a tenner if you try that today.
A tenner, a life ban for a tenner.
Alright, make it 20. How far would you get? At least that cost half the pitch. I reckon you'd get. I wouldn't even get past our own. There'd be you going, stop it, Barney. Right,
I'll let you out.
You confident? Surely.
It's that cross between that new manager bounce and the fact is we struggle against teams that set up right really well, and Palace set up really well. They're renowned for it, aren't they? So I'm intrigued about that today. I wonder if we do mix up a little bit, and I wonder if you think, you say that how much can he impact and stuff on in training, but this is United. It's like, you know what these players are like. We know what the players for Real Madrid are like, for example, and I watch Real Madrid every week. You know what you're going to get them. He knows this squad. I think anyone who says that, he doesn't know the squad, doesn't know the team or whatever, I think that's a load of crap. I think he knows it. It's like, he can't have just suddenly decided to watch United in the last week. He knows what we're about. So I think, dude, maybe
I read a quote that he just... Hi, yeah, you're right, you got changed. I have somewhere. There's 10. I've got 10. Yeah. Do you want 6?
You've got 5.
2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right? Thank you very much. I saw it in a minute. I saw a quote. It might have been a wind-up that he's watched every mistake we've made since 2014. I thought, Jesus, how long has he been studying it?
I've seen every mistake we've made.
But did you see how nonplussed the picture? I mean, United should never have released those photos when he took training yesterday or the day before. How nonplussed they look like. What the fuck is going on? This bloke's actually talking tactics.
It was funny because Nathan zoomed in on Martial's face. And it was just basically like, so this is what it's like to be coached.
At least Pogba's in Dubai, Take care, mate.
It's the winter, isn't it? So it's tough for him to play in these wintry conditions. Getting his sun.
That nonplussed look, but I thought, please don't do let. Don't let's not people be. I'll get it out in the end. People be booing us off at half time today. My morale can't take that. Right.
Well, we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine. I think it's going to be tight. I think we'll win, but I don't think it's going to be win today. I think anyone thinks it's going to be. protecting themselves.
The sound muffled out when I was saying, when you said, so Scabby Reds, we are here for St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg Scabby Reds will be our flag. I will be so drunk on vodka, you will find me on a park bench with every vagabond Russian. I will be there.
It'd be like that scene, was it, in Jason Clark, where Damon's on the park bench in the middle of Russia.
Yeah, but fighting off two guards getting moved off it. Right, prediction?
I think it'd be 2-0. I think he's put a lot of emphasis on the defence, so I think they'll probably keep it a bit clear. I'd like to see Tellers and Dello in there today as well.
Yeah, I
thought they played all right.
That Leeds twat yesterday, fucking shouting your shit at Wembley. Imagine going to an opposing team hotel the night before. That is sad. The world's sad, isn't it? You're not here for Brighton, so we could have had a Christmas drink after the game today with Bonamy smiling, Ralphie's Reds on tour, and you're going home to watch the fucking ears. That says it all, Nick. Okay. And you don't follow your mum on Twitter, which I find disconcerting.
She doesn't post anything on there, and I don't waste the followers. She just goes on there like I do. I don't post anything really on there.
Who do you think you are? Waste the follow. Right, on that note. Right, did you say a score?
2-0.
2-0, I'm going. Right. Glory, glory, Ralphie Green. Reds. Gergen. Right. Right, continuation. Pre-match optimism has carried on to post-match. We're all right. Obviously, there was a lot. He's got so much fucking work to do. Literally, Santa, this is a terrible joke, but Santa is going to have less work than Ralphie. Nice to hear the whole ground singing my new song, which Nathan already hates. But no, I thought we... don't ask, Paul. I thought we started all right, then we drifted, and it felt like a very familiar performance, but they kept at it. We liked Dallo and Tellers' enthusiasm for the gegenpressing. Gegenpressing. I will say we've got a couple of quick things to say. Me and Nick laughed. Oh, how we laughed. When Maguire did his head, not Maguire doing his head, but I said, that ain't going to fucking hurt him, is it, with that size head? And Nick said, it's the other fella you got to feel fucking worried about. Then, what were other things? Oh, Fred, the mastery of Fred. Brilliant. And Nathan, quick story.
It was quite nice, actually. Just as I was coming down the stairs after the game, there was like a guy with his little lad. His lad must have been 9 or 10 years old. And the kid was like, oh, Fred's goal was good, wasn't it? And the dad, like, ever the pessimist you could tell, was like, yeah, but he gave it away a lot, didn't he? And then the lad, without a moment's hesitation, was like, well, I'd rather a goal than it being given away for a few times than not giving it away and no goals. Turned around and I was like, that's the right attitude.
But the dad is scarred like me, because I got into the game and I only ranted to a lad at half-time about Watford once. So that's not out of my system, so that has affected me. But it just felt nice. There was a minute during that the early part of the first half where I suddenly thought, Scabba Champions League. And I started smiling about that thought. We also said, on the tram back, Nick went, oh, it's funny how many Portuguese speakers we had in that team today. And I looked at him absolutely nonplussed-like. And then... this is why Ant and Depp are mates. Nathan went, what did you say, 5? Or whatever.
Look, it's like, I fucking, exactly the same thing
fucking hell. It's anyone in the universe has watched that game going, I wonder how many Portuguese speakers we had playing in the starting 11. So, no, it wasn't. Yeah, but usually we lose that. But we like that he tried Alanga. So he was trying, it wasn't Lingard coming off the bench. How Rashford stayed on for so long, he's having a mare at the moment, I think. And Sancho, I thought, was quite lively, but get him on the right, that's where he's best. Midfield still an issue, the defence better, clean sheet Reds, we are here. Was there anything else we said? Sorry, it's going to be a bit... Right, Shane.
I don't know, I remember you just sort of singling out Dello there. I remember a few podcasts ago, I said, I think Dello's all right. I've liked him when he's played in the past, and you all laughed at me.
No, I felt he's all right. Good I have. Because for international, he plays all right. Sorry.
So I got in a little bit late because the train was late, etc. And then I was persuaded to have a quick point. But a little moan. Only 10 minutes late, but my gate was, turnstile was locked. So I had to go to some other turnstile where they deal with all the scans that haven't worked. So that pissed me off. So I missed the first 15 minutes. But from what I did see in the first half, I thought we played quite well, to be honest with you. I thought the two fullbacks played well. Fred does give the ball away a lot, but I think these last few games have shown that if everyone worked as hard as Fred, we'd be fucking laughing.
We had problems getting into our bit today. I don't know what that was about. But, and then the search of the hat. What's the fuck? Why are they searching my bald head?
I
to make me laugh at my baldness.
I didn't have a hat to search, to be honest with you. But yeah, so it was... I thought it was okay, but it definitely tailed off second half. They looked a bit leggy to me, which is not good. I think Rashford, I was quite surprised at Rashford staying on for so long, to be honest with you, when you've got Greenwood, who's a natural scorer, and you're chasing a goal. I thought, come on, quite late, but we got there in the end. Yeah, my other thing of the day, I'd done my first ever Zoom, which I was moaning, because at one point, like, Ronaldo done a defending header and everyone went Sue, and I was like, in our little moany old git block, I was like, for fuck's sake, what's going on? Everyone was turning around and laughing at the moaning thing, and then Ronaldo tripped up over the ball, so I'd done this mighty Sue, and I got some look, like a few of the old gits laughed, and then a few of the younger ones just looked at me as though, like, the sooner you miss old gits, fuck off, the better for us all. But made my day.
But like, it's not, you know, my note of caution about United is this is United, a lifetime. But he cannot come in, especially, we're not going to see Ralphie United until a little bit of it, until the end of January. You cannot go three games in a week and see anything apart from enthusiasm, really.
I'm not trying to spin, like, obviously you want to see United play well, that's why we go. But in some ways, I'm quite relieved that I think if we had this instant new manager bounce thing, that would give some false hope, and he would, you know, in a way, not saying he would be lazy, but it kind of makes his job easy. Whereas now, I think he can start to see where some of the flaws are, and he's going to work on those rather than it be.
But I don't
want to
be top four Reds where we're going, oh, we're 2 points off top four. I don't want that to, you know, win a fucking trophy.
But the problem is, like, none of us want that, but that's kind of where United are. That's the problem, and I think none of us accept it, but the same way, that's where we are.
The other thing was when Deleau did his pass, and I thought he was man of the match, I gave a little
Gary Neville.
That was my favourite bit of the game, apart from Fred's. I wasn't saying Portuguese, but I just, when he did that, I love a player who's got vision, and it was a delightful ball. So that was my moment. Mark?
I thought it was boring as Fred.
Oh, no!
Oh, it was
the Ralphalution.
It was progressive. It was better. We tried to attack, but square pegs and round holes. We just same old shit.
It was better though. It was a better kind of shit.
Oh, it was better. Don't get me wrong. We tried to attack, but who's been coaching these players? Like, I just can't. I'm just watching me go bigger. Like, I mean, like, it's so obvious what's wrong with him. And nobody clearly in the coaching staff decides to tell him.
But he will be able to say little basics like, for fuck's sake, pass the ball better. Will not be able to do anything at this moment.
The one thing I would say is,
pass to United.
They ran. There was more effort. And they looked to go forward.
I get pissed off, Mark.
The last 15 minutes of the first half and the first 20 minutes of the second half, I mean, literally, I've
been about like this. No, boring. But I do get pissed off that they're pressing now, Mark. And that, you know, like, oh, you do it now. Ollie wasn't, it was bad tactically, but Ollie was still asking them to do that. They'd just given up. We said, sorry, there's one apology. Well, I think so. That was what he said. But we said an apologies to Mike Phelan here. But like, there wasn't much involvement between McKenna. Fletcher came round. I still didn't like that. But McKenna came down once. But there wasn't. Ralphie wasn't talked to. And Phelan was just there against the back wall. And I said to Nick, he looks like Phil Mitchell, and all he needs is a bottle of vodka, and he'll be shouting obscenities. He just looked like a forlorn figure there.
But forlorn. He's got a new 4-year contract. I'd sit back and fucking relax if I had a 4-year contract.
Nathan,
I think the first half we started well, and then, like you say, it was sort of dropped off a bit. But I don't know, like we say, there was a few moments where the defence looked a little bit hairy again. That, like, there was one chance where they put it across the goal, and on another day that's getting put in. But I don't know. I feel it, like you say, it has to start somewhere, doesn't it? And it, you know, we've got a clean sheet, we've got a win. Fred with a lovely goal.
Can I just,
you know,
say,
but
I never took you up on the, I didn't like Jesse Lingard not celebrating against West Ham. Can I just pull you up on that from about 2 months back? Right, quick ones again. Can I say, when I got up at daft o'clock this morning, when we got to, I had to get a couple of trains. I got to one of the stations, and it's like a crossing, and there was a train spotter at about 6:30 in the morning, and I eyed him suspiciously, and he eyed me suspiciously. And I thought, I was going to football, and he's going train spotting, and I thought, we're looking at each other like, you're an oddball, and he's looking at me like, going, you're an oddball. But I thought, we're sort of like the same gene pool, aren't we? Because we're doing stuff that's not rational.
Can we just clarify, you're talking about you personally and the man, not
the No, but we're doing something that's not quite right at 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Right. The other thing, but the pleasing thing, Castle and Dobbin are no longer with us, but they ran a London fan club for years and years. And what made me smile today, 7 o'clock in the morning at Euston Station, it's hard work. I know, you know, please don't abuse the out-of-towners, but there were about 20 of their lot who are way, if they don't mind me saying, in their 50s, 60s, 70s, some of them. And they were there, and I smiled thinking, God fucking, yeah, fair fucks to the lot of you. And they're carrying on. Castle and Dobbin no longer here. So, right, and then the train spotter, Peston I hate. And my hate of the week, apart from Peston, is that the O2 and all the bollocks say 99% of the country's covered. Not on a fucking train, it isn't. It's not covered, so stick that up your ass. Right, I'm going to get a drink. Go on, carry on.
Can't even get a signal on two in the middle of Manchester.
No way you can get it anywhere else.
Talk United, Nick.
Talk United?
Yeah. We're just saying then to Paul, funnily enough, when you were chatting there, and he said it's just another, you know, same shit, different day kind of thing, really, until we scored. That game today really resembled the Villa game from a few weeks ago for me, where, you know, it was just much of a muchness, and then all of a sudden they get their one goal. And it's like, as Nathan said then, they could have easily have got it, and it could have been another day, and then 2 minutes later it falls to us.
That's what we're going to get for the next 6, 7, 8 weeks.
That's what we are, aren't we? And the good thing is, though, the schedule's fairly favourable to us, though, isn't it, really? And we've got to take advantage of that now. But I was just buzzing with a clean sheet today. If that game was 0-0, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. I would have thought, all right, it's a clean sheet, I'll take that as a positive. But this is a week, I said to you, we could have been 8 points behind Arsenal, could have been well off the top four. We're now only 3 points off the top four. We played the same games as West Ham. I'm just saying, though, you know, but this is the thing, I know it's shit, the top four is shit, but we were miles away at one stage and we were looking but these last four games we've started to pull back into it a bit, and it's
because we ain't good enough. I know that, but I'd rather be in a dressing room that says we're 20 points off top than a dressing room that says we're 3 points off four. No, track.
Oh, I love it. I love the chase.
Because we're not good enough, Blondie.
We're not There's a picture of Blondie on the wall. I could say I'm going to go and pull Blondie. It ain't happening. So we might as well fucking
the whole band.
It's not happening because also we did say
it's got nothing to do with mentality, buddy. Our players aren't very good.
Well, look, I know that we're not a good team. We know that. That's why I'm very cautious. I do not like. I didn't feel comfortable with Ralphie saying. First press conference, if I do well, I'd like to stay here longer. Yeah. That is not what the plan was. Don't fucking deviate. You're here till May. We've done that already. And I know your season. Get the best man in May, when the day the season ends, get the next best young, keen, eager manager who's going to fucking win things for us. And thanks, Ralphie. Then be a consultant. But you shouldn't be saying day one, oh, I might stay on longer, because we've done that.
I might consult myself.
Yeah, my consultation is,
give me a 10-year deal. What wage are you going to give me as the consultant? It's not as big as the manager, I reckon.
Two variations. If it goes spectacular and we scab the Champions League, we're all naked in a fucking pond in Russia. But if we win,
you'll be on your own in that one.
You and your train. But Barney and his train spotter.
If we win it,
making him my mate
at 6:10. But if we win the Champions League, he'll stay on. And if we have what happens if we have a really tanking season where we do finish sixth? Well, we're not going to want him to stay. We're not going to want the man who is shit to stay on.
I think the chances are that we won't be naked in a pond celebrating the Champions League win, and we might have scraped fourth and it make
I think since would say we're probably going to come fifth. and win no trophies.
For 2 weeks, I've had nothing but doom, so I felt a little bit better about United today.
I thought today...
Fuck off, Woodward.
I thought we fuck actually... And a bit more first thought was a bit more forward than it has been.
Yeah.
But...
It was boring.
It was boring, as always. And you're just papering over the cracks in a minute. It's a long road to get to where we want to get.
Like I say, one of the things that really annoys me, though, is the thing everyone's been saying about Fred McTominay. And I said to Barney on the way out before then, I was like, it worries me. And I said to Nathan, I was like, well, I don't understand how they can't just get the ball and just pass it out wide. It's like, Fred today, he's like, how many times, not just giving the ball away, standard Fred, he's trying to get the ball out wide and it hits another one of their players. 4-5 times comfortably when we're in good positions. Scott McTominay got the ball today and he tried to ping one out to Dallow. We went out for a throwing. It was like Chris Smalling trying to pass it off.
Well, he ran the wrong side of the player.
What's so worrying about that though is that in the last few games, they've been our better players.
Yeah, the general worrying thing is that we've gone through Solskjaer, Carrick, and now
Rafa. Our better players, in the last few games, I would have said Fred McTominay, one or the other, has been the best player on the pitch. But they can't fucking pass.
But
what I would say,
that's how low he's gone.
What I would say, the positive of that was, at least those wide players actually moved to a position to receive the ball, whether they got it or not. But we weren't even making ourselves available before.
And the point is there, though, is that's true. But it's the fullbacks that are doing that.
Yeah.
You're not seeing Sancho getting chalk on his boots.
Our movement off the ball generally is rubbish.
There's no natural width in the squad. It's like I said to Nathan, do you remember the days when we had Valencia? We used to get the ball, ping it out to him, and everything went down that one side.
You know, we shouldn't have let Dan James go,
should
we?
Oh,
fucking hell. I like that.
He's just going to play on the left and he's just...
He's just going to run full speed ahead and then run out of pitch.
I was surprised he chose the exact same team.
We've got the best header of the ball in world football and we don't cross the ball. It still lines me up, but another manager's not going to... He needs to sort that crossing out. Dallow can cross it, Sancho can cross it, get out wide, get better players, and we've got arguably the
best header in the world on the pitch.
And the second best people down it. We're in the pot before the game.
And when we saw the team sheet, we went, should we bother going?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I thought I was doom-ridden.
We didn't get into 20 minutes after kickoff.
This is a positive podcast.
That had nothing to do with the team sheet, but I just
Well, it did for me.
I was just wanting to stay in the pub.
Nothing's changed. Same old story.
That's what's getting in.
The queue was so long.
I don't know what that
was. I got in about 5 minutes. After kickoff, it took me 15 minutes for our queue to go down.
One last flipping.
Well, you were new, Nick, was getting 10 minutes later.
Nick and his German hard on. I watched Dortmund-Bayern last night and it was a good game, but, and let's not go there with all the accusations the Dortmund players made, but I said Lewandowski, how old is he? Nick said 33. I said, well, that's us signing him in 2 years' time when he's picked up. Like, where's Cavani gone?
He'll be gone in January, and in some ways that might be a blessing because you've got to get
Rashford.
Rashford's been awful.
I know, but he doesn't deserve to start.
I kind of did wonder. Like, I thought today that Van de Beek might get more time because it, like, talking
he
about
had loads of like, 9 minutes.
As a bloke next to me said, he's been warming up like 15 minutes ago. Then there was that injury, and he said, "Oh no, they're not going to put him on too hastily." You know, it's like let's make sure it's under 10.
When Maguire got injured, we were going, "It's going to get Maguire gets injured, well, that's cut
into 5." Yeah, but you kind of like, but going back to the point, like, it's nothing against McTominay or Fred, but it's the fact that Van de Beek looks to me as though he's a one midfielder that can do more to his game. He can pass, he can get the ball forward a bit quicker.
But do you know, before he came on, this is another little moment, but he was called to warm up along the touchline. It took him about a minute and a half to get his bib on. I thought, it's little things like that we're not very good at.
Okay, you're talking about Portuguese speaking player, Animax.
That's worse.
No, you're doing bib counting.
It should not take.
Do you know what you need
it's
to do?
Like when the other week when we were calling someone and we forgot that he wasn't Cavani when he wasn't even looking up the wallet. It's little basics though. What is it that Fergie always said? If you get 1% more out of a footballer, you get 10% better results.
Maguire went down and in behind him looming when he hadn't realised was they'd got Bailly down to warm up, and I was like, wouldn't this be the worst thing ever if they just went, now you're not coming on, mate.
We could have three concussion substitutes in a month. Fucking hell.
In fairness,
he's
got to be defending. I'm going back to the big thing. I've got to pull you up on that, because if you're Van de Beek, for the last year and a half, 2 years, you've been put the bib on, son, and you put the bib on for half an hour and you might get 90 seconds of football.
Or nothing at all.
He has a right to be a little bit sluggish thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
Here we go again.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
I just feel a little bit better. I enjoyed Thursday, was entertaining. Today's a win, two wins on the trot. Where we've been, but my overriding thing is where Nathan was after Villarreal, whatever, where the late winner with Ronaldo. There are so many bumps to come, but maybe not. Like a lad who goes everywhere just said, small acorns. You can't, you know, a win.
Yeah, that's what.
Imagine if you lose today. Yeah.
That's all you can take out of it, really. We won. Yeah, it's the same team. But he's obviously said a few bits, and we won.
We did look.
Palace weren't particularly good. So we should have won.
There was definitely a few moments where you could tell they were choosing to pass it forward more than just an easy pass along the back four, because towards the end of Ole, that's all we were doing.
It was just back and forth.
But today there were a few positive passes, and it was like, oh, this is nice.
You know, the biggest positive today was the biggest positive today was we could have had Zaha playing on the wing for us. How shit was he?
But I think Dalot. Yeah, we are a Dalot. Like every time he got the ball, Dalot was very close to it. I like Zaha.
He dropped off a cliff the last 2 years. He had his opportunity to make his move, and then it's gone.
He gets a lot of stick, but I also thought Lindelof had an alright game today. I thought he was much more aggressive.
Lindelof and Varane could be.
I've got to get a hate of the week off.
I'm going to go to the bar and you say all your hate. What I will say is, look, today wasn't great, but it was better than Thursday. It has been a tough month for the Mag. Thanks to everyone who supported, people who put in Manchester mind. We're not supposed to do that, but I'm going to tie it up and then give it just giving. Everyone who supported, thanks to Nick, Nathan and Ben who did the run yesterday. Look, keep supporting the Just Giving for Manchester Mind and the Mag, please. If you like the podcast, please support the family, because we are like dying embers. And I know people don't want to read about the Glazers, but we've got to fucking keep at them, because the core of this club is still rotten. We want United to win every fucking game they play. But keep the faith, everyone. Thanks. Right, go on, your hates and I'll get a drink in. What is it? Heineken Zero was out.
I was trying to whisper it.
My hate of the week, though, is what is always usually the soothing, because it doesn't mind it. But today it was for everything. It was like every time Ronaldo touched the ball, they did it ironically, or we did it to try and encourage him or whatever. And it's like he messed up and it'd go out for a throw in or whatever, and they'd be going, what is that about? Stop that straight away. That's got no place in football. Get rid of that now. I really, really despise that. And I really despise the new guy who was sat next to me today, who repeatedly did it every time he touched the ball for the first half. He's definitely my hate of the week. I hope he doesn't come back.
So I can kind of like accept the youngsters if it's a goal, but I'm the same. And as I said earlier, I've done a sarcastic Sue when he chips over the ball. My hate of the week is, as they usually are, is non-football related. I was in on a Saturday night last night, and my wife and daughter were watching I'm a Celebrity. And my thing about, like, I used to think it was the right programme, but I'm a Celebrity, a group of women seem to come in that know Nathan, so they're all swarming around. My hate of the week is I'm a Celebrity, and like these celebrities getting paid a fucking £500,000, and they're getting homesick and getting teary on the TV, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, first of all, you chose to go into this castle, wherever it
is,
and they're in Wales, they're not exactly that far, and it's not as though like you've been kidnapped. It's like you're actually going to get like more money for a couple of weeks graft than most people earn in a couple of years, or more than that, you know, in half a lifetime. So shut the fuck up. And then there's like Naughty Boy, who's a DJ. And I'm going to sound like an old fart now, but like stage names, like fair enough. Like I'm not that. That's fair enough. But people sort of saying, "Are you all right, Naughty?" You can't go around calling someone Naughty Boy. This is ridiculous. So yeah, that's my hate of the week. Is I'm a celebrity. Fuck off. That's it. That's it.
I don't really have one this week. There was one. I did have one the other week, but I don't know if it's still relevant, but I didn't get to say it the other week. But I don't know if it's been resolved, but a few weeks ago, we're sat in the Pier Hat in Northern Quarter, but one of the main bars of the Northern Quarter is Night and Day, which has been there for 30 years. Before the Northern Quarter was the Northern Quarter, that was there. And someone complained to the council, and there's a chance that they're getting shut down because these people have moved into the area because it's hip and cool, and they're kicking off because there's noise at this bar. And it's just like, why are you moving here? Like, if you want to live in the city centre, accept that that's what the city centre is. Like, you're moving to an area because you think it's cool and hip and all that, and then you're kicking off about the things that make it cool and hip. It's just gentrification, like, personified. It's just, it really got to me the other week. There was like, but I don't know what, I don't know whether it's still going on or what, but yeah, I wanted to say it the other week, and I never have a hate of the week, so I just thought I would.
But that's probably the worthiest hate of the week that we've ever had. So you saved it. Like, where was yours, a bit gratuitously. You've done well there. I think that's a very worthy one.
Barney's still at the bar, so I don't really know what to say now. So I'm going to pause it for now. Goodbye.
Another one, though, have you?
No.
Right. Nathan wants to finish, but I talk enough shit as it is, don't I? So Nathan, you finish this one, because glory, fucking Man United. Win the league.
I just said to you, I'm looking forward to next week.
Ralph, the Champions League.
Is that your new challenge? I just think, though, what's a really good thing is we're qualified top of the group. So Wednesday's going to be really good because he gets to use all
the squad.
We'll see. Let's not calm well, down. Instead of 7 minutes, right. You
Anthony
might get
Martial, 90 minutes.
Actually, today.
Sancho was good
today. Oh yeah, Nick's got his a nice surprise on. He's got his Mrs. Anthony Martial t-shirt on that I got him for the stag weekend. He's got it on.
I don't know if I said this, but Albert, the day after Watford. There's two things. After Watford, he went the next day. Anthony Martial's always been his favourite player. He went, "Can I make it Ronaldo, Dad?" I was like, "God, yes." And then. The other day we were writing some Christmas cards because I get giddy for Christmas, and he just started singing without I am. He just went, "Always take the hayo with you," and I was like, "You remember it?" And he went, "Everywhere you go, always take the hayo." And I was like, "That is the proudest moment of my life."
That's the one to sign up on.
Right. Yeah.
So on that note,
cheers, everyone.